The Roz and Mocha Show. We talk to the people that everyone else is just talking about.
You know how I don't give parenting advice, right? But I'm going to again today.
Okay.
And the reason I don't is because I do it wrong, and as a first-time parent, you're afraid that you're going to do everything wrong, and then people call up and then they tell you how wrong you are. So I don't want to do it.
Okay.
Maury, please do say, here's another chapter in How to Raise a Kid with Roz Weston. Can you say that for me?
Here's another chapter on How to Raise a Kid with Roz Weston.
No, say it like it's a children's book.
Like not How to Raise a Kid with you?
Or? No, like How to Raise a Kid by Roz Weston.
By. Yeah, not with. That's Catherine.
Here's another chapter on how to...
No, that's your same voice.
Okay, never mind.
No, one more try.
We're going to get one made. It's
fine.
No, one
more try.
We're just going to call it...
Here's another chapter of How to Raise a Kid.
That's the same voice.
It's just Roz Weston.
You know what? Okay. Forget it.
We'll just call it H-Track.
Okay.
For the cool kids out there.
All right.
So we'll go from streamlining genitals to hamburgers. Here's the thing. You want to use the technical terms with children because you want to teach them right.
Okay.
But when it comes to the names of bits, you have to go into this automatically knowing that this is a word you're going to hear all the time. The P word, which I'm not a fan of, I think it's very clinical and very technical. A lot of parents will want to use that.
Yeah.
Don't use that.
Penis.
Don't say penis. Don't teach your kids how to say it. Because watching your kids struggle to say penis isn't fun. We've chosen wiener.
Oh, and that's fine.
Fine, right? Wiener's fine, because I'll tell you why.
Well.
As you know, my kid loves to watch me pee, right?
Okay.
All kids like to watch you pee. Mogo, when you have a kid, Maury, when you have a kid, everything else, they're gonna watch you pee. And they shout it out. So it's almost like they're cheerleading you. So you have to pick a word. I'm not even lying right now.
Hang on. So you'll be standing in the bathroom having a pee.
Yes.
And
she hugs my leg.
Your little girl, Roxy, almost three.
Yeah, hugs my leg.
So and will just yell out, wiener!
But she can't really say it. And she points. And she hugs my leg and then turns her head almost upside down. So she's like staring at the underside of everything.
Oh, boy.
It's so gross.
But there's nothing you can do. So she's basically a cheerleader, right? And you have to, and the other words that you never teach your child, don't show them the meaning of wiggle and shake, because those are two other words that she starts shouting. Not a word of a lie.
While you're peeing?
No, at the end part. She understands the process. She only recently, and I told you this, and I don't want to get too much into size descriptions, but it was only up until like maybe last week that she figured out that I didn't pee out of my thumb. Because she would watch me pee, and then we'd be on the couch, and she would grab my thumb and say, pee. Because I don't think she was fully understanding what was going on. So anyway, so pick a word between you and your mate that you can stand to hear and say over and over again, like wiener. Don't use the P word. It's very disheartening. The other thing, hamburgers. You want to, as a parent, you want your kid to love the food that you love. It's a sense of pride. You want your kid to eat well, everything else. I wanted nothing more than to have a kid who loved hamburgers. The biggest mistake you can make as a parent is to introduce your kid to your favorite food. It's the worst thing you can.
Why?
Because then you're forever sharing it. Okay? So I make the kid dinner the other night.
Now you got problems with sharing your food with your own kid?
No, this is why. I'll tell you why. It's a bad road to go down. Everything that you think is sweet with a child leads to your own misery and frustration. So I make my kid dinner, and then I have a hamburger. And you know me with hamburgers.
I know. You love hamburgers.
I'd rather share my girlfriend than my hamburger. Right? You know me with hamburgers, okay? So I make the kid dinner. She starts eating it. I sit down in front of her with a hamburger. She pushes her plate away. And she turns into a zombie at this point, where she starts saying, And when you have a girl like my girl, she looks at the kid and says, do you want daddy to share his hamburger? So I slice off a piece and I give it to her. And I eat way faster than she does. So I know that I now have to wolf my food, even though I wanted to enjoy my hamburger. I have to now wolf it down because if she runs out before I do, she's going to want more. So I get it all the way down and I leave myself a piece on my plate, but I cover it with my napkin. Wait till she's done. I'm like, Roxy, go wash your hands. Catherine takes her in to wash her hands. They come out of the bathroom. While they were in there, I finished off my hamburger. I enjoyed my last piece of my hamburger. Catherine comes out and says, do you want the rest of your burger, Roxy? And then she looks at my plate. She's like, where's the piece? I'm like, that was my piece.
Yo, your girl called you out, son.
No, then she looks at Roxy and says, Daddy ate your hamburger. So now,
what did it make you feel bad?
Hamburgers are ruined for me because I introduced them to my child. Don't teach your children about the things that you love. It will ruin you. That's,
that segment was called?
Learning how to, no, what was it again?
Okay, yeah. Ugh, forget it.
Okay, it's,
damn it, Maury.
No, hang on.
How to raise a kid.
How to raise a kid with Roz Weston.
That's perfect. See, that's great. Thank you.
All that and more on the Roz and Mocha Show. Weekdays 5:30 to 9 a.m. on Toronto's number one hit music station, KISS 92.5.